Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the fixture of your Tuesday, where we receive two property questions from listeners like you, and then we provide some answers. We've got questions today from Luke and Paul, but you don't need to have appeared in the Bible to send a question our way. Whoever you are, we make it really easy.
You can get involved in two ways. You can call in on 013 808 0035, or you can go to our website and leave us a question by going to propertyhub.net/ask. And that is exactly what Luke has done, so let's listen to his question.
Hi Rob, it's Luke calling. Really appreciate the podcast. It's helped me massively, and without you guys I definitely would not be in a position where I feel confident enough to purchase a property. On that though, just a stumbling block I'm coming across. I'm 22 years of age. I'm really keen to invest my money, and I'm looking at a standard let BTL to begin with. I'll be doing this for a limited company because it benefits me due to the job I do and the tax implications. I'm just struggling to pin down a location. I'm looking at the Northern Powerhouses, and the reason for this is due to the capital growth I'm hoping to benefit from. I'm being priced out of the likes of Manchester and Liverpool. I'm looking, therefore, to the towns. But I feel like I'm sort of being a bit too iffy on where I'm going to buy. I think I'm looking for the perfect property. I'm mindful of buying in the wrong area due to bad tenants, but I can't seem to gauge the confidence to buy. So I'm just wondering to see if you guys can recommend on some tips on sort of when you should know and when you shouldn't take the plunge.
Thank you, Luke. Great question. Everyone always wants to know the best areas, and I understand why. Now, if you're priced out of Manchester and Liverpool, I'm going to refrain from mentioning other cities as well, city centres. The only other city centre that you may want to look at that offers great potential for the future, but has obviously the fundamentals of a city, is Sheffield. That might fall into your price bracket, so you can look there. But I don't think you need to look too far away from Manchester and Liverpool, because you have a natural ripple effect. What happens is when an area becomes stronger, like Manchester and Liverpool have done, I think there's a long way to go, but they have become stronger, then the next thing you see is the areas around it rippling out and the prices increasing in those areas. So you don't want to just go and buy anywhere close to Manchester or Liverpool. You want to be looking for fundamentals as well. Areas that have great potential and have good infrastructure. So you're looking at, you know, investment, you're looking at good transport links, what are the schools like, things like that. So I'll give you a couple of examples to work with. But in Manchester, you could absolutely look at somewhere like Stockport. Stockport has a train direct into London. It's into Manchester in a few minutes. Great transport links near the motorway networks as well. Close to Manchester Airport. But prices are a lot less. Big things, I think, will happen in Stockport. So definitely want to keep an eye on. And another area that may not be on your radar is a place called Wivenshaw. Again, it's an area that has a lot of potential. It could be better than it is, but it's come a long way already. And again, close proximity to similar areas that I've just mentioned, similar things like the airport, means that I can see it doing quite well. It's also got a lot of really nice areas surrounding it, so that you can have the ripple effect from those areas, not just the city centre. Now, that's not to say stop your research and only go to those two areas. They just were on the top of my head as quick examples. You need to look for what I've said, which is the fundamentals near these cities, and I think you'll do well. But a word of caution. I know we talk about these areas as being good areas, but it's very easy to do a bad deal in a good area. So make sure you do your research. You can also do a great deal in an average area. So make sure that the strength of your deal is there. Don't just pile in and buy anything in these areas. You cannot neglect your research. Just because you're trying to buy in an area that's on the up doesn't mean that you don't have to put the effort in on your side.
I completely endorse all of that. And just to add something I'm a little bit concerned about in what you said there, Luke, you mentioned that you're looking for the perfect property. Well, there are some wonderful places in the north of England, but there is no such thing as the perfect property anywhere. There's always going to be trade-offs to make, and you're always going to be a bit uncertain going into an investment. You never buy a property going, yes, this is an absolute slam dunk, nothing could possibly go wrong. So you should definitely, definitely, definitely be cautious. Do your research, do loads of research, but also be aware that perfect doesn't exist. And so at some point, you will just have to get the confidence to make that move. The great news is you're 22, so you've got absolutely loads of time. You don't need to rush it in the slightest. But there are people out there who've spent a decade or more looking for that perfect property and never had the confidence to get started. So make sure that's not you and find that right balance. Okay, on to our second question this week. This one comes in from Paul.
Hi, Rob and Rob. It's Paul from Dubai. First of all, many thanks for all the content that you distribute free of charge. It's certainly given my wife and I the confidence to invest into the UK property market. So much so, we are trying to complete on our third property in 12 months. My question for you is, do you think there's any merit or possibility that the UK government will scrap stamp duty altogether and try and recoup the lost revenue by tightening up the capital gains tax rules? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Many thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the question, Paul. Is there merit in it? Well, there could be. There are certainly arguments against removing stamp duty completely, but there are arguments for it as well. I mean, tax is a weird thing in general. The government taxes things because it doesn't want them to happen so much. So it taxes cigarettes and alcohol and things like that. But then it also taxes things that it does want to happen, like employment, because it's an easy thing to tax. And for me, stamp duty and lots of property taxes fall into that easy to tax category. It's hard to avoid. You have to register your property on the land registry, so you can't get around paying it. You can't pick up your property and move it if you don't like it. So for that reason, I'd say it's unlikely that we're going to see stamp duty removed altogether. What we may see instead is more differentiation with stamp duty, which we've actually seen in the past. We might see more of it again in terms of thresholds being moved so more people are excluded from it, but then people at the higher end of the market have to end up paying more. Unfortunately for you, Paul, if you were buying as an expat, then you're currently on the wrong end of a move like that, in that there's going to be a stamp duty surcharge for people from overseas buying property in the UK. And if indeed stamp duty does stay, but ends up being a bit more differentiated, like I just said, then that's probably unlikely to change, because it's a way of raising extra revenue and tipping the playing field slightly in favour of people who live in the UK, which is politically a popular thing to do. So really, Paul, that's a very long way of saying, I don't know. But while it's interesting to think about, you probably shouldn't allow it to affect your plans. And indeed, it sounds like it's not. In fact, it sounds like you're going absolutely great guns. So keep up the great work.
Okay, so that's us done for another week. Next week, we've got Mary and Noah on. So we'll look forward to hearing from them. We'll also be back with the property podcast on Thursday, so do not miss it. And of course, if you're thinking, oh, I just need a bit more podcast in my life, then check out AOB, our new business podcast as well. You can listen to that. That comes out on every Monday, kicking off your working week. It's on a separate feed, so just search for any other business and you'll find it. So plenty to keep you busy with. Until we catch up with you next, take care, have fun, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.